Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Now, a while back, Michael Sheridan from Meath had some teeth out. This was a first for him and a first for the dentist, David Murnaghan, who performed the procedure, because despite being just 32 years of age and healthy, Michael had let his teeth go to such an extent that he had to have 27 of them removed. Prior to that, Michael had been unable to eat most foods and had been in constant pain. Michael and his dentist, David, are on the line. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon.
Michael, let's start with you. Your dental health was pretty good till you were about 19, as I understand it, and then you moved out of home.
Yeah, that's it. Once, you know, my parents always made sure I looked after my teeth, made sure I visited the dentist and stuff, made me regular appointments and stuff like that. But once it was up to me to start looking after myself and I moved out from home, you know, I kind of, other things got priority over that.
Yeah, and what kind of things did you not do that you should have been doing? What kind of things were you doing that you shouldn't have been doing?
Well, you know, I have a bad diet. I had a bad, you know, sugary drinks, bad diet, eating food, you know, takeaway food, stuff all the time, sugary stuff. You know, I had a very sweet tooth. Yeah, like, once it was up to me to start making dentist appointments and stuff like that, you know, there was always other things that occupied me more to spend my money on than the dentist. Mm. You know, I just always assumed me need to be there, you know, I'll look after, I'll sort that out next week, stuff like that.
And when you say you kind of like sugary drinks, at its peak, how much were you drinking a day?
Well, like, when it started off, once I started working myself and moved out from home, you know, had my own money and stuff like that, you know, it started off that I was just in moderation and stuff like that, but it quickly got worse. You know, it went from going down to the shop to buy a drink because I was thirsty to actually, when I get up in the morning, needing to go down to the shop to get a drink because I couldn't function properly without it. Mm. You know, at my peak, I'd be drinking 5-6 litres of whatever fizzy drinks I could get my hands on.
Crikey. You must have been hyper as well as everything else. 6 litres of sugary drinks every day. And so then, obviously that wasn't having a great effect on your teeth. When did you start to experience pain?
It didn't happen, it didn't happen straight away. It would have been a while, like, you know, it would have been probably my mid-20s, late-20s till I start, you know, me. Teeth had started to change colour. That was the first thing I noticed, you know, starting to change colour and stuff like that. But slowly but surely then, you know, they started to come off when I'd be eating food and stuff like that. And then when they got worn down to as bad as they are, you know, it's nearly when I'm chewing food, there was very little tooth left. It was nearly my gums that were chewing the food. So, you know, and Dave explained to me that the root was still there. So, you know, when I'm eating food, you know, I'm nearly chewing my gum, so the root was getting a lot of pain. So it actually got that bad that it was every meal that I had, I'd get a toothache from it. So my diet then changed to, you know, eating Weetabix, yogurt, stuff that I knew wouldn't cause me pain, that I could eat, would fill my stomach, and I wouldn't be suffering afterwards.
Also as well, I assume you were aware of this and you were aware of the terrible state your teeth were in. So did you start kind of hiding that?
Yeah, I started hiding it. You know, I taught myself how to talk without showing my teeth, how to smile without showing my teeth, you know. And as you said, like, you know, it was just going hiding, you know. I wouldn't smile properly in a photograph. I'd never let my teeth be shown. And also with rotten teeth comes bad breath, like, so that was nearly the worst bit of it for me. Like, I could hide my teeth, but, you know, you still have to talk to people. So, you know, the smell of my breath and stuff like that, it got bad, like, you know. So I'd never talk, you know, even if it was me and one other person sitting in a pub, you know, I'd be still nearly sitting 2 or 3 foot away from them, just conscious of my breath, trying to not let them, you know. I'd never look someone in the face and talk to them. I'd always look away from them, so my breath wasn't going directly into their face, because no, it was just pure embarrassment of not wanting them to smell my breath. You know, I could hide my teeth. That, at the start, that wasn't a problem. I was pretty good at that. But, you know, the smell of my breath was hard to hide.
Yeah. And so your partner, Linda, and the two of you have 3 kids together. Presumably you were getting a bit of pressure occasionally at home to go and do something about this.
Yeah, well, you know, when I first met Linda, my teeth weren't bad. You know, we talked about it. We only talked about it the other day. She said, look, you know, she didn't recognise anything bad about my teeth. So, you know, I'm with her 11 years. So this is all probably in the last 7 or 8 years it started to get really bad. you know, Linda knew I was embarrassed about it and ashamed of it. So, and she knew it hurt me to talk about my teeth because she's seen the reaction with me when the kids have came home and, you know, a young lad in preschool and, you know, he's learning about body parts and learning to talk and stuff like that in school. So when he came home and said, Ryan has white teeth, and then wanted me to show him my teeth. And, you know, that's kind of just...
Yeah. And so, David, you met Michael in a non-dental context. It was actually a sporting situation.
Yeah, we both play water polo. I'm from Belfast originally, played for a Belfast team, and Michael played for a Dublin team, sort of underage. So I knew of him and who he was, but it was back about two to three years ago. I had moved down to Navan and played for a team in Drogheda. And for 1 year, Michael and myself played for the same team. So I got to know him a little better then, and we shared a trip to Galway together in the car. So, and I think Michael had toothache on that day. I'd sort of seen his teeth, and being a dentist, it was clear and obvious to me, even with him trying to hide it, that he had problems. Mm. But he brought it up to me then that he had problems, and I sort of tried to talk to him in the car and said, look, come in, see me. I'll have a little look, and often people think it's an awful lot worse than it is. But it took Michael about another year to sort of pluck up the courage to go to the dentist and to come in to see me.
Yeah.
So whenever he did come in at that stage, I was pretty shocked myself to see that someone only 2 years younger than me at 32 had 27 teeth left, and unfortunately all of them were going to have to go.
Yeah, and when you had that initial chat with Michael, did you have an inkling that things were as bad as that?
I knew they were bad, yeah. I definitely knew they were bad. I didn't think they were that bad, and I didn't really know what it was caused by. I didn't know Michael that well to really get into it and delve too deep. It was sort of, I would help him if he wanted help, as opposed to I wasn't going to force it on him. But whenever he came into the practice and I got to see it up close and got the x-rays, I was very surprised now to see to what extent.
And when you had to break the news to Michael to say all the teeth have to come out, is that difficult to do?
I'm pretty straight up generally, and I find people sort of react better to that. Deep down, I think a lot of these people understand and know themselves, and the truth they sort of try and hide is maybe a little bit. But I think Michael was, and an awful lot of people that are in sort of his position, they leave it so long because they're afraid, and that's sort of how Michael got to where he was. If he wasn't so afraid of the dentist or ashamed of his teeth, he could have maybe been there 5-6 years before and lost 2 or 3 teeth instead of 27. So hopefully, if anyone's listening today, wherever their dentist is, go see them and don't let it get to that extent. But Michael was also in so much pain, discomfort and embarrassed. I think he was nearly happy to be getting rid of his teeth.
Yeah. And Michael, were you surprised when David said to you they all have to come out?
No, it actually, surprising enough, it wasn't a shock to me. I kind of knew, you know, I'd often went into the bathroom, locked the bathroom door, and, you know, I kind of inspected my teeth myself, you know, and there probably wasn't, out of all the teeth they were taken out, there was nowhere near the full tooth out of the whole set, you know, it wasn't even half a tooth left out of any of them. So
yeah.
I kind of knew there wasn't going to be much that could be done with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was part of the reason, as David explained, like, it took me a year to make the appointment to go into them, because I knew in my head that they were all going to have to come out, and in my head I was saying, I'm not going to be able to afford this, so what's the point going down and him telling me this is what you need and I can't afford it?
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, I've had 2 teeth removed in the past year from other dentists. At one of the visits I went in, they told me that there's 2 teeth that you need to get removed, and I said, listen, well, you can take out one. I said, we'll see how we go on, and then we go with the other. So they took out one. And after that one, I was in that much pain and it hurt me that much that I told them, no, leave the other tooth in.
Mm.
You know, I wouldn't let the take the 2 of them out. So the thought of getting 27 removed, you know, was the worst thing in the world to me.
But, yeah,
you know.
Well, it does sound scary. Now, I suppose though also the good news for Michael is that David had Boyne Dental, they waive the cost of the implant treatments that obviously come after all the extractions, which was fantastic news for him. David, have you ever taken out 27 teeth at one go before?
No. That was a first for me as well. The most I'd have ever really taken would have been 12 or 13. And most of the time that would be someone a bit older and the teeth would be looser or they'd have had gum disease. Mm. But in Michael's case, he's about 6'3", 6'4". So he has long roots and his teeth were worn down and broken down, but he didn't actually suffer from much gum disease. So the roots that were still there were still sort of fixed fairly well in the bone. So it was a first for me. I was a bit cautious definitely from sort of the bleeding side of things and control of the whole situation. But Michael was a super patient, in fairness to him. All he had was local anaesthetic, so the same sort of an injection you get for a filling. Now, he got lots of them, but that's all he had. He was fully awake and compos mentis for the whole procedure and let us really carry on with our job. And there were cameras, etc. there, sort of filming some of it as well, which sort of put us both under a little bit more pressure.
Yes.
But it all did go very, very well. And a lot of that was him letting me carry on and get the job done.
Yeah, how long did it take?
About 2 hours. The actual process of extracting didn't take that long. That was sort of includes the numbing up and suturing and fitting the dentures. So this stage we fitted dentures on the day for Michael so that he has his smiles sort of restored. Now, they're not the most comfortable thing in the world. He might tell you personally how he's feeling with them, but at least they give him a smile again so he can have a bit more confidence from that side of things.
Yeah, and so the timeline then, now that he has the dentures and getting the implants put in, how long will that be until...
So we'll leave that by 3 months or so. We're going to keep a close eye on him and how his healing's going, which so far is very good. And towards the end of March and April, we'll start to take 3D scans of his jaws and see how the bone has settled. And start to plan because we're hoping to place 12 implants then in April, which again, the companies that support me are all doing all of that pro bono as well for Michael. So BioHorizons Dental Implant Company and Gordon Waters Laboratory in Belfast are helping us to restore Michael back to full health.
And it's also, Michael, something of this is a kind of an early wedding present. Because yourself and Linda are planning to get married.
Yeah, the wedding's planned. We're planning to get married and we have it all booked for New Year's Eve this year. And, you know, even having the dentures in has made a huge difference to me. And, you know, Linda spoke about it with me, like, because before I had anything done with my teeth, you know, I wouldn't take part in any of the wedding plans. I wouldn't go to meet anyone. I wouldn't, you know, I haven't got suit fittings done or didn't want to meet priests or anything like that or the hotels, because in my head, you know, I wanted to get married, but I didn't want to get married with the teeth that I had. So before David came up with this solution, you know, planning my wedding was a nightmare for me, because if I had to get married with the teeth that I had, you know, everyone would be smiling on the day except for me.
Yeah. When you have all the implants, Michael, and you know, you've a full set of working teeth again, is there any particular food that you've missed over the years that you're really looking forward to having?
I can't wait to be able to sit down and have a roast dinner on a Sunday.
Yeah, you can't beat a roast dinner. Michael and David, it's a cautionary tale for people listening, and this story has actually been sent off to Michael Harris, or to Simon Harris, the health minister as well. Just, you know, perhaps this is a story that can be used to inspire people to go to the dentist a wee bit more regularly. Dr. David Murnaghan is from Boyne Dental, and Michael Sheridan, as you heard there, is the man who had them all out and they're putting being put back in again. Michael and David, thank you both very much.
Thank you
very much. Thank you.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.